The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went across the Sea of Galilee. A large crowd followed him because they saw the signs that he was performing on the sick. Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat down with his disciples. The Jewish feast of Passover was near. When Jesus raised his eyes and saw the large crowd was coming to him, he said to Philip, "Where can we buy enough food for them to eat?" He said this to test him, because he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, 200 days' wages worth of food would not be enough for each of them to have just a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, said to him, "There's a boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what good are these for so many?" Jesus said, "Have the people recline." Now there was a great deal of grass in that place, so the men reclined, about 5,000 in number. Then Jesus took the loaves, gave thanks, and distributed them to those who were reclining, and also as much of the fish as they wanted. When they had had their fill, he said to his disciples, "Gather the fragments left over so that nothing will be wasted." So they collected them and filled 12 wicker baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves that had been more than they could eat. When the people saw that the sign he had done, they said, truly this is a prophet, the one who is to come into the world." Since Jesus knew that they were going to come and carry him off to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain alone. The Gospel of the Lord.
As I said at the beginning of Mass yesterday, I was traveling and I was in the airport in Beijing, China. And if you've ever been in that airport or really any airport that's a part of a huge city like that, it's a gigantic place. And there's huge buildings the size of football fields and thousands of people. And it's easy to think, and as I was praying on this gospel, couldn't help but think of the thought that how could we feed all these people? Kind of have this sense of scarcity, like there's just not enough to go around. I mean, you kind of get that sense when you're in traffic and like 6 lanes going one way and 6 lanes going the other way, and it's packed full of cars. And you think, how is it that everyone is fed? How is it that everyone gets what they need? Jesus gives us this sense of abundance that we need. We can trust in the providence of God. And somehow we can do our part, as it talked about in the gospel, that when faced with such an enormous challenge, he decides to test his disciples, to ask them what to do. And in some ways, they think creatively. They see the need, and they see opportunities, the 5 barley loaves, the 2 fish. They think creatively, and I think that's an important lesson. I was just reading an article, and it talked about education. And one of the most important parts of education, this article was talking about, is creativity, to think creatively. When faced with a problem, it's something that our education system, we can all sort of find. But what are we faced with in our lives that just seems overwhelming, that it just seems like we just don't have enough, and we're faced with a scarcity, a sense that there's just not enough to go around? And Jesus invites us to have faith. In the gospel, it talks about how when everyone had eaten, they were satisfied. Right? In John's gospel, all four gospels have this sort of line where everyone had eaten and they had what they needed. Isn't that a challenge for all of us? That sometimes we're never satisfied with what we have. We always want more. We always want what somebody else has, and we can never sort of be filled and satisfied. And I think that's the great gift of our prayer and our spirituality, is to realize God's great blessings in our lives and how God gives us exactly what we need and when we need it. It takes doing on our part, but ultimately we see how it is that God always comes through in our prayer. How is it that we rely on God's blessings in this area? How is it that we can see Jesus giving us what we need? There's a great prayer. This week is a feast day of a great saint, Saint Ignatius of Loyola, and this coming Tuesday. And Saint Ignatius of Loyola is known as, you know, starting great schools and starting the Jesuits, the Society of Jesus. But he also invites us to look at Scripture with a sense of imagination, that we're able to enter Scripture imagining ourselves in that place where Jesus is, in this case, offering the 5 barley loaves and the 2 fish and giving us exactly what we need and satisfying us. See, the 5 loaves and the fish are not just about the physical hunger that we have. It's also about the spiritual emptiness that we can have too. The scarcity that we feel of hope, the scarcity that we feel of joy, the feeling that we're not necessarily wanted or we don't fit in. And in that place of scarcity, in that place of the lack of hope, Jesus offers us hope. Jesus offers us fitting it. Jesus offers us love. Jesus offers us the intangible gifts. So I think in that story, if we pray through it, we can imagine that face of compassion that Jesus has when he takes the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and gives everyone what they need until they're satisfied. Not just the bread and the fish, but the intangibles, the joy, the hope, the meaning, the purpose, the love. How is it that Jesus fills our hearts and gives us what we need? How is it that we can pray through those scriptures and know that feeling of scarcity, of hope, of joy, of love is somehow erased, and all of a sudden there's just an abundance that God's love and mercy is with us? And the 5 loaves where there is scarcity and 2 fish become a great feast. Not only the food that we eat, but the feeling of God's love. And that's always available to us when we turn to our God in our need. How can we turn to our God in our need, in our prayer, opening Scripture, coming to Mass? How can we be nourished with that gift? Because in some ways we can't give what we don't have. How can we offer other people joy if we don't have it ourselves? How can we be loving people if we're not connected with the source of love? So my brothers and sisters, let us be aware of the lack in our lives, the scarcity, and let us turn to our Lord and find ways to connect with God, to find hope and love and joy. And yes, to look for ways in which we can help others who go without food and who do find life difficult and resources scarce, that we might look to our resources in order to show the abundance of God's love as well. And it's doing small things with great love, as Mother Teresa says. But let us turn to our God and give thanks for the ways in which we're blessed with the material food that we're blessed with, and blessed with those intangible, immaterial senses of love, senses of joy, senses of mercy in our hearts. With 5 loaves, 2 fish, God grants us, gives us miracles of abundance in our lives. Amen.